Well, Jessica, I think a lot of people have been pretty, the response to the Mobile Museum of Tolerance coming to town has been pretty positive. And for people that may not understand what it is, can you kind of describe just what they can expect to find if they go to the Mobile Museum of Tolerance next week?
So the Mobile Museum of Tolerance is the only one of its kind here in actually the country. And it is here in Illinois.
Is it just Illinois?
Just Illinois. It's been touring. So it's relatively new, been open for about a year now. It is touring the state of Illinois. And so it's an opportunity for people to experience museums in a different form. So the conversations that are happening as a result of the museum are focused on what's happened in history. How could things like the Holocaust happen? Or why did the need for the civil rights movement happen? And so what do we need to do today so that we don't repeat these events that have happened in history? So that's what the workshops are focusing on. We're talking about things like the Holocaust, like the civil rights movement. And then the third one is the power of ordinary people. And so with this workshop, it really is about what do adults need to do today to stand up and take a stand against the injustice and intolerance that's happening in our country.
So kind of taking a look at some historical events and then kind of placing them in the present and kind of melding them together.
Yes, exactly. That's really what their focus is trying to make it a little bit more contemporary and to really focus on things as just history, but to realize that they could happen again if we don't do something different.
Right. Can you talk about kind of, I guess, where this museum comes from, who makes it, who is responsible for it, and all that sort of stuff?
Sure. So there's a Simon Wiesenthal Center, and they have one of their locations in Chicago. So that is how the Mobile Museum ended up in Illinois.
Okay.
So the Simon Wiesenthal Center is an international organization. There is a museum in California, an actual brick and mortar museum that does similar work. But this is the first mobile museum here in Illinois. So there's the headquarters up in Chicago, which is where the bus is typically located before it travels around the state. And so, again, their focus is having these conversations around what do we need to do differently.
So it is a giant bus, essentially, right?
Yes. It is a huge bus that is traveling around the state.
Have you been on it yet?
I have not been able to see it in person. Uh-huh. So the last year, it actually was traveling around as a part of the Illinois State Board of Education grant. So it went to several different communities, and they were taking field trips to it. So a school district would ask for it to come to their either their building or on site somewhere in their district, and then the district was able to bring students out. So we chose to actually bring the museum here in the summer as an opportunity to really get community engagement.
Yeah.
So we're certainly hoping that some of our principals and superintendents will attend and that they will maybe bring the bus back to some of our neighboring communities. But the hope was really to get the community involved and for them to have an opportunity to see this as well.
Yeah, it seems like such an easy thing. I mean, I don't know what the cost or the trouble is for like a school district, but you could just park it in the parking lot and have the kids come out and do the field trip in an hour or two or whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
So what, you've got reserved groups earlier in the day, and do you know, can people still reserve a group if they would like to, or is the window shut on that?
So we have almost every one of the spots filled for the pre-scheduled groups.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's been a really great response. Not all of the groups that have reserved a spot have reserved with enough people to fill the bus, so the bus can actually hold 32 people. So if some groups are still wanting to reach out to us and maybe haven't done so yet, we are partnering them together. So as long as it's the same workshop that they're wanting to go through and they're open to another group being on the bus with them, we may be doubling up in some of the time spots.
Okay.
But otherwise, we do have the open hours and the evening, and so families can come through. We're encouraging people to come through with their coworkers, just anybody who's really interested in having these conversations.
Mm-hmm. Is there like, like a presentation that starts every 20, 30 minutes, anything like that people need to consider, or is it just kind of show up anytime and go through and you'll be good?
So the pre-scheduled workshops, they're about 40 to 45 minutes in length. And so what's happening during those workshops is there's a video that's anywhere from 6 to 9 minutes in length. And then there is a board certified Illinois teacher who will be facilitating the rest of the conversation for the workshop. And so those will be starting on the half hour, every half hour from 8:30 to 2:30. And the evening, the setup will be a little bit more like a traditional museum. Museum. So if you were walking through and there's just the videos that are playing, and you can stop and you can watch the videos and then you can keep moving along, it will be set up like that. So there will not be a facilitated conversation or a workshop that's happening during the evening hours, but those resources are available on their website. So if a parent maybe could only come in the evening with their children, but they wanted to continue the conversation after they left the bus, those resources are available to help facilitate that.
And this will be at the parking lot of Northwoods, now the Ascent Church, and now District 205 building, I guess, too.
Yes.
So it'll be in that parking lot. And is it, it's next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah. So we will have it open Monday and Tuesday from 8:30 to 2:30. And then again in the evening from 4:30 to 6:30. Wednesday, it will only be open from 8:30 to 2:30. And then the bus is packing up and heading on to its next destination.
That's cool. Is there... we were kind of talking about this before we started here, but there's a lot that the ROE does that people may not think of traditionally, and this might fall into that category. Can you just, any other things that you, I guess, can think of that you work on or the ROE works on that people may not think of traditionally with the ROE?
So we provide so many services. We always say that we have support for you from prenatal all the way through adult. So we have a pretty large early childhood population. So we do home visiting. We provide support services. We have a great collaboration with Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank to be able to provide diapers to prenatal parents and to new parents. So we have a birth to three program and a three to five program that fall in early childhood. We have our behavioral health program, which provides supports for parents in the community, as well as I do professional development for educators.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of our other programs that may be a little bit more known. So we have RAISE, which is our regional alternative school. We have a location here in Galesburg and one in Monmouth. And then we also have adult programs. So we have adult literacy, we have adult education, and there's a lot of other little services that we do that I think a lot of the community probably isn't aware of. So, you know, we do the fingerprinting and background checks. We do bus driver safety. So there's a lot of other little services that we provide as well.
Yeah. And it always feels like the ROE is kind of collaborating and weaved into other things. Well, even the Mobile Museum of Tolerance is, you know, that's partnership with United Way, right? And
yes, United Way and the NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So.
So it's a really big focus of the ROE. It's actually part of our mission to work in the communities and to work with families and to do a lot of collaborating. So a lot of the events that we put together and we organize, we seek to collaborate with people in the community. It's really important to us, and I think it's important to our community to show that we're all able to work together and that it's a team effort.
Absolutely.